Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. Thousands of people in the U.S. city of Louisville are staging protests after the authorities announced that no one would be charged with the death of a black woman, Breonna Taylor, in a police shooting in March. One of the three police officers who raided Taylor's flat has been indicted for wanton endangerment because his bullets penetrated a neighboring apartment. These residents gave their reactions to the decision.
Angry, very upset.
Basically, everything that's going on right now, I'm pretty sure a lot of people are let down by hearing what they heard. I just hope it don't despise into anger within ourselves and we actually do hold peace.
The civil rights leader Jesse Jackson and the Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden have urged that any protests be peaceful. Here's Ali Makbul.
The officers say that they knocked. Witnesses, though, say that they didn't announce who they were. The boyfriend of Breonna Taylor thought they were intruders in the home. He was a licensed gun owner and he fired first. The attorney general said they were justified in firing back. They had been carrying out a drug raid. There were no drugs found on the premises. And they related to an ex-boyfriend of Breonna Taylor of 2 years earlier. That's why people were expecting much more in terms of charges against these officers.
The chief executive of the American bank Wells Fargo has apologized for saying there were not enough talented black executives in the financial industry. Charles Scharf said his comments on the failure of Wells Fargo to meet diversity goals reflected his unconscious bias. Cuba's president Miguel Díaz-Canel has condemned as cruel and criminal the latest sanctions imposed by the United States. Mr. Díaz-Canel said they violated the rights of both Cuban and U.S. citizens. President Trump is banning Americans from staying in properties owned by the Cuban government and has set further restrictions on imports of Cuban cigars and rum. Large numbers of Belarusians have protested into the night against the unannounced swearing-in of Alexander Lukashenko to a sixth term as president following last month's disputed election. More now from Jonah Fisher.
In the capital, Minsk, protesters were confrontational, blocking roads and at times chasing police vehicles away. In response, water cannon was used and masked riot police deployed tactics that haven't been seen since the violent days that immediately followed the disputed election in early August. Video posted to Telegram channels shows batons being used on crowds and both men and women with bloody injuries to their heads.
World News from the BBC.